Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful to have you with me on this 17th day of June 2023. And we're going to be looking at a very difficult subject for people to understand, but I get a lot of emails about this from individuals who basically are politically and socially inclined. And it's okay that, you know, people do this. I guess they have to. There is so much more to why things happen the way they happen in this world than I could ever explain. But I understand the source of it all, and that's what I hope to be able to help you with today. The question comes from Larry in San Francisco. He listens to us here every week, he says, and I'm grateful. He says, why do bad people always seem to win? They have no consequences. And then he goes into a litany of political and social things that happen or have happened in our world and to people. And one of his big things is that he thinks that Congress and the president and the government just don't care about people at all. It's all about getting, as I always say, their snout in the public trough as quickly as they possibly can. And it is true. So we're going to take a look at this. Why do bad people win? That's his question. I'm going to defer here to the Buddha. He said it so beautifully. Listen to what he says. Like fresh milk, a bad deed goes not turned at once. It follows a fool, scorching him like a smothering and smoldering fire. I agree with the Buddha. I've had a lot of people do some, you know, really terrible things to me personally. And when they did it, of course, the first thing you have to wonder is, don't you understand what you're doing? Don't you get it? Don't you understand that fire doesn't put out fire? Hate never yet dispelled hate. Anger is not dispelled through anger. You think you would understand that. And I've had this happen with people I was close to, just like you, and people that I wasn't close to, and even colleagues. You'd think they'd know better, but they don't. They're all in this for themselves. And so it's a big ego, you know, fight. So it is important, it really is important, Larry, not to cast these people as bad people. That's the first thing I do. They're not bad. They're doing their instinct. They're doing the first thing that comes to them from their DNA, which is to survive. And they want to make it look like something was done to them or that they are doing something that they are smart enough to get away with. And that's part of the pride of mischief, of social, political, and spiritual mischief. So I guess what people want, and Larry, you're not here to answer this, but I would assume, and if I'm wrong, forgive me, you would like to see someone who has done bad things, maybe to you or to our country or to whatever, get theirs almost immediately, and somehow go down the social and political toilet, as it were, and they would get what they deserved kind of thing. And that's the way most people think. They do the things they do. They say the things they say in order to get vengeance. And there's a certain pride of getting vengeance over someone we think has done us wrong. So we like to play that game inside of ourselves. Most people are takers. They're not givers. I would say 98% of most people I know are takers. They want to take, 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 but they don't want to give at all. And so when their life does turn on them, and how does it turn, and what is going to happen? Listen, this is none of our business. I don't make it my business to sit there by the side of the river waiting for my enemy to float by. I don't do things like that. I just sit and bless them and forgive them. And now we get into something that is really, really important, and I hope I'm able to convey this. Larry, no human being can forgive another human being. It just can't be done. What has to happen is I have to step out, and I'm going to keep it in my ballpark here. I have to step out of Gregory. I can't forgive those who have despitefully used me or lied or whatever, whether they think it's just or right or whatever they want to think. I can't do it as Gregory. I have to step out of Gregory and observe and watch what really happened and the misnomers and the misunderstandings that occurred. I have to step out of it. I have to step out of Greg. Once I no longer associate everything with my body, with my brain, with my emotions, then forgiveness, I mean, it's just natural. You don't even have to think about it. It is done. But if you're trying to think that vengeance and pride in a vengeance of people being punished for what they have done and what you think they have done and all of the folderol that goes along with that, then you're going to miss the opportunity to serve humankind. Don't worry about what your enemies are doing. Don't even get involved in that. That would be a very foolish thing to do. It wouldn't change anything, and it's none of your business how they are living and what they are going through. It will follow them. Yours and mine is to find the fool in us that is scorching us. What is it about me that made all this possible? That's what we need to look at. Not, oh, these terrible people who have done terrible things. The real question isn't any of that. It's stepping out. And if you're going to step out of the ego, the vanity, the pride, the humanness, you have to ask, what is it about me, that made them come into my life? And once you begin to truly understand this question, you begin to appreciate the value and the meaning of it, that is when something significant is going to happen to you. But until then, it's just going to be another form of resentment that you might have towards another person or your own self, whatever. And it's going to smolder in your life, scorch your life. It won't turn sour. The fool's milk takes time to sour. And it's none of our business when it does. I have to take care of what Gregory is and how he dominates any situation with his opinions and his genetic acuity. You really have to work on this. So if you're looking at other people who have done you wrong or you think has done you wrong, and you're hoping somehow to get even with them or make it even in some way through vengeance and the pride of that vengeance, hoping for the worst for these people, you are only doing it to yourself. Again, ask yourself, what is it about me that made this possible? Over and over, examine that, not what they did, but what you did inside yourself. Not the actions, but what is it that allowed this to come into my life? It is something to do with the state of your love, the state of your mind, the state of your emotions, and the state of your low self-esteem. It all has to do with a lot of things that most people will not do any self-examination about. Hope that helps you. Hope you'll be willing to do all that. That's a lot to ask. Thanks for your question, Larry. If you have any comments or questions, you know how to get a hold of me, greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. Thank you for listening. Larry, thank you. Forgive me, and forgive me, my audience. Please forgive me. Namaste.